I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An elaborate state funeral today marks the end of a legacy of the flamboyant former Russian president, Boris Yeltsin. He was most noted for his role in the fall of communism and the dissolution of the former Soviet Union. Russian Ministry's Anita Dynica says many religious liberties are falling away. She says the critical need for evangelistic growth is answered in the labor force.
Pray that there will be young national leaders, next generation leaders. This is the time for the rise of the next generation of Christian leaders. So critical for the future of the country and the church.
Next, Palestinian mortar fire greeted Israel's 59th anniversary throughout the southern region. Despite the conflict, though, Christianity is growing in the Middle East. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle attributes that to a disenfranchised youth majority in these Muslim areas.
Young people in these Middle East countries are not responding to Islam. They're frustrated with it. They're not excited. They're not practicing their faith for the most part. And so it's a very ripe time for the gospel.
And Greater Europe Mission reports that four of the regional training centers are holding their final sessions, completing 6 years of training for the women participants. This preparation has been entirely indigenized, with Russian women administrating the various training centers throughout Russia. They've completed a curriculum geared to helping them assume the role of women's ministries leadership in the local church. More than 70 women will graduate this spring and finish their final 2 years as teachers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. Type in your email address on the left, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.